Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It has become one of those annoying reminders of impending doom that we all choose to ignore, but like any disease, it is always best to catch it early while the symptoms are still growing. We are all aware of it. We are in a covert war with China. Sure, the Chinese suck-ups and our government wouldn't admit it even if we were under imminent attack.
The reason that we're in the crisis that we are today is not because of anything that China did. It's not because of anything the WHO did.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, the events have really got underway here now. We can see President Xi Jinping standing on the gate of heavenly peace, symbolically above the portrait of Mao Zedong, who, of course, proclaimed the foundation and the beginnings of the People's Republic of China on the 1st of October, 1949. This is a celebration, of course, of 70 years of Communist Party control of China.
And the media would gaslight you into a corner if you let them, as Kellen McBreen revealed. China Daily, a Chinese state-run media outlet, is currently paying multiple U.S. news agencies millions of dollars to publish Chi-Com propaganda. According to Justice Department documents, Time Magazine, the Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, and Foreign Policy Magazine are all currently receiving money from the Chinese outlet. For example, as part of a $700,000 advertising campaign paid for by China Daily, Time published 75 online articles from the outlet in the past year. The lucrative deal resulted in Time posting content promoting a Chinese drone maker that provided products to surveil Uyghurs being held captive, an article promoting China's five-year plan, and several other pro-China pieces. However, unlike the Wall Street Journal, who once took money from China Daily, Time Magazine failed to disclose the fact that the outlet is funded by the Chinese government as we experience a soft kill strategically tearing our country apart.
Socialism used to be a really scary word in the United States. It helped fuel the Red Scare when Congress carried out massive witch hunts to weed out suspected American communists and traitors after each world war.
Democrat lawmakers are now embracing socialism. They want to replace individual rights with total government domination.
So is this political zeitgeist that's upsetting the status quo a fad or the future of politics in America?
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
I can give you about 20 million reasons why socialism doesn't work. That's how many people lost their lives under Joseph Stalin. And a lot of them starved to death.
Right.
Ms. Brunick, if she would go read a little history, she would understand that. Before she reaches the final conclusion, though, I would suggest that she may want to visit North Korea. I hear it's lovely this time of the year. China is eating our lunch and the sack it came in.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man.
Last night, I was on the phone for two straight hours with Xi Jinping. And you all know as well as I do, these folks, and it was a good conversation. I know him well. We spent a lot of time together over the years I was vice president. But they're going to, if we don't get moving, they're going to eat our lunch.
Every single federal employee, U.S. media organization, Hollywood celebrity, or professional athlete supporting the Chinese Communist Party must be held accountable, because the point of no return grows on the horizon every day. John Bound reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, June 8th, the year is 2021.
We got a big broadcast lined up for you today with Judge Joe Brown in studio. The film you just saw is at Panda Video. Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are living in a time when the globalists are engaged in a massive revolution to roll out their pedophilia, their forced abortion, their animal-human spliced clones, Frankenfood on the store shelves that are part insect, part animal. It's all being rolled out now. And they call it their revolution. I told you 16 months ago, I said, this is a globalist takeover, a revolution. Klaus Schwab came out and said, yes, it's a great reset. And now they're all over the news saying, oh, we're doing this to lower carbon. Oh, we're going to do lockdowns all the time. We're going to tell you where you can go and what you can do and if you can have a car or maybe you can only travel outside your country three times in your life. Everything will be given to you in carbon rations and carbon credits that are tracked through a global social credit score. Talk about a dystopic nightmare. It makes that episode of Black Mirror that came out 5-6 years ago look like Disneyland compared to what this is going to be like. And let's explain this. People go, oh, we reported 15 years ago on the plan for a global social credit score being built in China. Black Mirror came out 6 years ago. I have people all the time go, oh, you got that from that Black Mirror episode. And sure enough, now I'm seeing on Twitter, Alex Jones got animal-human hybrids from the new show Sweet Tooth. No, I got it from research. And again, it isn't about I got this, I got that. It is about the fact that this is all pre-planned. And then they roll out this stuff in movies and TV shows to condition people so they accept it in the future. And that's what this is. So let me drop a giant bombshell on you. Because while I'm going through these literally hundreds of articles a day, I see huge, giant stories that are hiding in plain view, but that they have phrased away where it doesn't sound like a big deal. Because on a scale of 1 to 10, trying to make you take experimental inoculations is a 10 when they're actually hurting and killing people. On a scale of tyranny. I mean, that's as bad as it gets. And what comes with that is what the UN kept saying the last 16, 17 months. Our holy grail is to go into houses, test people with PCR tests, and take those away that we say have COVID. And they set the machines at 40 cycles, meaning 94% of the tests are false. And, of course, it's even worse than that. So they're allowed to come with a squad of contact tracers. They don't even know that you've been falsely put on the list. But, oh, somebody near you may have had COVID. They come, the computer's there. It's given an order. It's like a hacked voting machine to say you've got COVID, and then you disappear. And you've seen the arrest all over the world. You've seen the families taken. You've seen in Texas men gassing up their car and police slamming them down in the concrete. Or in New York, black people being grabbed and beaten and slammed by white cops. And black cops, and if that was a white cop doing it over a gun the guy had, oh, the white cop would be bad. But if you're beating a black man's head in over not wearing a mask, well, you're a hero. So you see, this is the system saying violence and incarceration and attacks on those who are not following this UN directive, well, those are okay. But if you're chasing someone that just robbed a bank, well, that's police brutality. And that's what this whole system and this entire takeover is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And so let me give you this huge piece of news. In fact, this news is so big, I'm going to wait till the next segment because I need to be wearing a sports jacket to talk about something this bad, this evil, this big. I was sitting there looking at my closet, and I was thinking, I'm going to put a sports jacket on today. I'm like, no, it's kind of hot in the office today. I'm not going to put a sports jacket on. This is important stuff, though. I don't want to put that thing on. But you know, it's just a sign of respect, a sign of, hell, I ought to have a three-piece suit on. This is so important. It's like we're going to a funeral here. But I'm going to tell you when we come back, that is hiding in plain view and is blood-curdling. And if we stop this, we stop it all. So that's coming up next segment. And it's just as big as them announcing a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, that, oh, yeah, it's legal to splice humans and animals. And by the way, we're doing it. It's just as big. It's a key ingredient to the recipe of hell on earth. So that is coming up next segment. And the minute I saw the headline out of Reuters today, as I knew what I was going to read. And sure as hell, it's what I thought. And it's all going to make a lot of sense when we come back. And again, we already have all the documents. We knew that they were going to do this. We knew it was coming. But how are they going to make you take these vaccines like Bloomberg and CNN say, well, we just need to make people for their own good. And then Owen Schroyer goes back to visit family in St. Louis, goes and picks up a golf game, and the older men he's playing at golf quit and refuse to play halfway through the course because they couldn't bully him into taking the experimental deadly shot, which both guys admitted they both got super sick when they took. He said one took Johnson & Johnson, the other took Moderna. One of them couldn't get out of bed for a week. But, man, he did it to keep everybody safe, even though they admit it doesn't keep you safe and doesn't work. And, oh, there's new variants. Sorry, more shots. Simply incredible. Yeah, all these folks are losing their jobs, you name it, for not taking the vaccines. Well, that's better than losing your life. This is the battle. This is the super state wanting in your body. So we're going to come back and hit the giant news. Let me just get to this now because I never talk about this, and it's such a key part of the battle against the globalists. And if the listeners of this show get excited about this, we will change the world for the better, which we do on a consistent basis because of all of you. So overhead shot, please, for TV viewers. I want to show folks this. I came up with this idea a few weeks ago, I guess about a month ago, but we hit a snafu getting this because we've been using the same bumper sticker company for about 15 years, and I had an idea, brainstorm, and I said, I want these bumper stickers made. I'm going to sell them at cost in a bumper sticker activist pack to get the word out. And here they are. Masks are for slaves and criminals, Infowars.com. Vaccines kill, Infowars.com. Alex Jones was right, Infowars.com. Freedom lives, Infowars.com. Arrest Fauci, Infowars.com. Arrest Bill Gates, Infowars.com. COVID-19 is a hoax, Infowars.com. Legalize freedom, then Infowars.com. And then life is fiery with its beauty, an Alex Jones quote from my Magellan rant, Infowars.com. Now, do you see this bumper sticker of your TV viewer? Notice it looks a little different. It's printed a little bit different. It's a front peeler, not a back peeler, and all the others aren't. And we always have high-quality stuff, so these stickers are better than this one. You notice that? If we had a high-quality supplier with the best, thickest, best, stickiest ones, they last the longest. Now, these are high-end bumper stickers. This is a piece of junk. But you know what? It has more value than all these because the place that did it just got my business. I'm going to try to get them to upgrade their printing because they are for free speech. It went all the way to the owner of the company, and the company we've used for 15 years said, we will not print masks are for slaves and criminals. Because they had the people in there on their floor wearing masks, and they thought I was insulting them, calling them slaves. Isn't that the perfect microcosm of Stockholm Syndrome? You're being enslaved by the UN, a global medical cartel, Fauci and Gates that want you dead on record. They're doing all of this, and then you see a bumper sticker, because they told us about a third of their crew threatened to quit because they thought they were being called slaves and they were wearing masks. Well, you are a slave. You've been bullied into wearing a mask that doesn't protect you. It's a cult. You're muzzled. Hell, they've got laws against muzzling prisoners federally and at the state level. Unless they're spitting and biting people, you can't do that. There's laws you can't do it to people on death row. So I'm saying, mask are for criminals covering their face and slaves. They wouldn't print it. Oh, well, how about this then? Chains are for slaves? How about that? And if you were wearing chains, would you get mad at me and say, well, he's calling me a slave. Yeah, you've been enslaved. You're a captive. You're wearing chains, just like wearing a gag, just like wearing a face covering to dehumanize you. So you can find the sticker pack at InfoWarsStore.com, and we're selling it at cost. We also have in-game now at $9.95 with a sticker pack that goes with it, in-game blueprint for global enslavement, and the sticker pack for $9.95, and another big special edition deal that I'll tell you a little bit about later that just went live. It'll probably sell out today, so you'll definitely want to check that out. Stay with us. Oh, we have a big special guest in studio coming up. We'll tell you about it as well.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Smith's American Journal was so good, I didn't change it for today's broadcast. And it really says it all. The Great Awakening is here, but it's really up to us whether we can stop the Great Reset together. The Great Awakening is here. Will it defeat the Great Reset? Only you can decide. Humanity is approaching the event horizon. Choose a side and face your destiny. Now we have a very important guest joining us coming up in the second hour, Judge Joe Brown, who I've been a fan of for a long, long time. And I was out with Joe Rogan last night at a great comedy club and was recommended. I'm going to send Brown's info over to Joe so we can get him on his podcast. But he has really exposed Joe Biden as an eyewitness to Joe Biden basically saying blacks aren't human. And then I found news articles with Biden saying it. I mean, Biden was a famous tail end of, like, Senator Robert Byrd. But this guy's an eyewitness to it because he was in a D.C. think tank and so got up close when Biden was just going national and just going superstar level with the Democratic Party. And so we're going to be showing documentation to back up what Brown said. Because Brown said that on a big podcast. It got like 10 million views. But people say, oh, Brown's just making that up. He didn't say all that. Well, we'll back up what he said coming up. Because it's important just to see how ridiculous Joe Biden is. Because, I mean, he's always been a racist. And that means they're actually using race to control people. And now he's trying to teach the brown people how to be racist. And he's doing a damn good job. And so that's what he's doing. It's race-based politics to control people. It's very cynical. It's very Machiavelli. It's very evil. All right. Let me hit this giant news. Now, again, when I saw this, I got mad at myself because I knew that's where this was going. We understood it. We've said it. We've warned it. But I never specifically pointed out why France, why Germany, why Australia, why New Zealand, and now Canada is basically leading the way down the rat hole on. And so the reason this is important, no matter where you live, is this is where the UN is standardizing this, setting this up. They admit, we played the UN director of emergency response say this and say that Canada is the model. So the UN is piloting and running this model in Canada for citizens and non-citizens alike. That you've got to pay over $4,000 to be locked up in a government facility. First it was hotels. Now it's secret facilities. You get driven in a bus and you stay there 14 days and get this. You cannot leave your room. It's solitary confinement. I was talking to Craig Jones, one of the top grapplers in the world, a few weeks ago when he invited me out to his show, where he won in like 60 seconds. But he was explaining to me that he can't even go back to Australia because when his other family goes back, they just lock you up for 2 weeks. And then his hometown is still locked down right now. And it's the same thing. You cannot leave the room even 1 hour. People in maximum security prisons get out 1 hour a day or more. This is stronger than maximum security prisons. So the Holy Grail, in fact, guys, pull it up. I should have told you it's my fault. The name's Ryan, director of UN Emergency Global Emergency Response, says the goal is getting in the home and taking people out of it. And there's all these quotes about get in the home, take the kids, take the parents, take people to facilities. And if the UN directed can control policy and control what you can read online and can control what doctors can prescribe outside of law as a mass veto over Congress, the governors, the legislatures, I mean, this is power. This is global governance. Now, I haven't gotten to the big enchilada yet, because if I just throw it out there, nobody cares. Guess what Trudeau just said? Oh, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to go to quarantine. Even though the vaccine doesn't protect you, even though they admit you quite have to have all these boosters, even though a lot of people that are getting the shot are actually shedding the virus and actually getting other people sick, and that's all confirmed now. Remember, that was a conspiracy theory 6 months ago when it all started, people taking the shots. Now it's confirmed, and Germany just passed a law saying you can shed on people, and there's no liability on the corporation, the doctors, or the individuals that do it, because we're, quote, shedding artificially created microorganisms onto people. In fact, pull that out of Sunday Stack, guys. Thanks. I forgot to cover that properly. Think about the magnitude. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is Reuters. Canada prepares to ease quarantine rules for vaccinated travelers. What does the headline really say when you read the article? Canada prepares to lock up the unvaccinated. See, first, we locked everybody up. Now the trustees that let Bill Gates and the UN put their experimental Frankenshot that's already killed and maimed so many. Oh, you get free mobility if you've had the shot, which we knew they were going to do with the vaccine passport and all of this. But here's how they do it. You want to cross our border, whether you're a citizen or not. You're a prisoner in our country. In your country, you pay for unless you agree to take whatever new shots they want. Gates says he wants you to take hundreds of new ones. They're saying, oh, mRNA is so great. We're going to cure the flu. We're going to cure the cold. When they actually know in their genetic testing that all these viruses we share with each other share genetic material with each other, and that that's part of our immunity. And that when you take these vaccines, even classic ones, it lowers your immunity to everything else. It may teach you immunity to that one exact thing, but it lowers your immunity to everything else. And now they're saying with the new mRNA vaccines, it actually causes it, when you come in contact with a similar virus, to have a huge autoimmune response or allergic response and kill you. Not to mention attack proteins in your body. I mean, this is saying you can travel in and out of the country. You're a special little slave because you've taken your shots. That is what they're trying to duplicate everywhere. That's why we need Governor Abbott, who's getting better, digging out of that hole he was in, and Governor DeSantis and others to pass laws, not just executive orders, saying this will not be allowed. This is bullying and intimidation into all of us. Here it is. Canada prepares to ease quarantine rules for vaccinated travelers. Bloomberg. And it says, at first, they're going to, you know, make you stay half as long and still pay. And then, you know, they may just arbitrarily change, but then we'll probably completely stop it. You see there? But, you don't have your little digital ID thing on your passport integrated into the computer system, the backbone, the matrix of the global social credit score, the world ID that Xi Jinping and Klaus Schwab have called for, that will then be a chip. Hell, if you're going to take a deadly mRNA gene therapy to be able to travel, you'll take a chip, and Schwab says you will accept it on national French TV. I mean, this is like a science fiction alien takeover. Locking you down, making you take chips, take gene therapies that kill your...
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Duplicate it without putting a bunch of stuff out, but here it is. So I guess we can remake this meme, but this has been taken down. I guess at the time Joe screenshotted it late last night, it was still up, but you notice it says tagged Joe Rogan, Fauci now recommends face mask over your eyes so you can't read his leaked emails. Now, obviously, that's a joke, but oh, look at what Twitter did. Missing content. The same information was reviewed by independent fact checkers in another post. Instagram, excuse me. So it's Instagram. Teleprompter free, folks. I get things wrong quite a bit. And the crew does talk to me when I get stuff wrong. Thank you. There's a big conspiracy there telling me what to say, but they do pop in a few times a show when I'm getting something wrong. Thank you, Instagram. So Fauci now recommends face masks over your eyes so you can't read his leaked emails. Missing context. The same information was reviewed by independent fact checkers in another post. And so I guess they've taken this down. Because you're not allowed to make a joke about Lord Fauci. And Naomi Wolf, the leading feminist, wakes up, becomes pro-gun, has the Great Awakening, becomes pro-Constitution, and says that we're going under martial law, that it's a corporate world government takeover, forced inoculations, contact tracers, and says we're all in deep danger of total fascistic takeover under the guise of the left, which is totally true. So she's born again as Ronald Reagan. She's a very smart lady. She's come on our show quite a bit. And now she's banned on Twitter, and I'm told she's getting banned on other platforms for saying that this is tyranny. Oh, you're not even allowed to say you don't like lockdowns. Remember during the lockdowns last year, they were saying, oh, we're taking down thousands of groups of individuals a day who just simply try to say they don't want a lockdown. Oh, that's going against medical advice. What type of crazy cult do we live in here? Naomi Wolf banned from Twitter. Yeah. Go back to that, please. That's the London Guardian. Naomi Wolf banned from Twitter for spreading vaccine myths. Oh, really? So you define as a myth, and you go look at what she got banned for. She got three warnings. I remember seeing it in the news when she would get suspended for a week and then a month. And it was saying things like, these lockdowns are wrong. These lockdowns don't protect you. Here's a study. These vaccines are hurting people. They're not approved. They've been given emergency authorization. All that's true. But you know what? We don't know the last thing she got banned for. But we just know they said, well, you're just banned and no one can see what you said anymore. We just deleted all that. And the millions of people that wanted to hear what you had to say, you just can't anymore. Because, you know, we know best. Remember, Twitter also said, oh, we want free and open internet worldwide. It's a human right to have access to the internet. Anyone that takes it away is a tyrant and should be taken out of office and put in prison. And so it was one of the top trending things on Twitter over the weekend. Okay, well then why did you ban Alex Jones and they listed a bunch of other people? It's just asinine. But see, they throw it in your face how oxymoronic all this is. So we're going to be covering the war on men. We're going to be covering tyranny in America. We're going to be covering it from a legal perspective with former judge Mr. Brown when he comes in studio. And I'm really looking forward to that because, again, the mainstream media was saying that Joe Biden made it up. That's right. They're saying that it's not true. Joe Biden never said anything racist or bad. It's all just lies, except we have all the original news articles, and even USA Today fact-checked it and said, well, it's true. Kind of like USA Today fact-checked, is it true if the hospital says you have COVID, they get more money? Yeah, $53,000 more. And if you die, even more. There it is, fact-checked, 1977. Biden said without orderly integration, his kids would grow up in a racial jungle. Well, I mean, isn't that what you wanted? So that you could then play people off against each other? Because I'm not for segregation, I'm not for apartheid, any of that. But the left did all this on record to then even create more division later. The way they did it was designed to replace one evil with another. This is very systematic. They know exactly what they're doing. It's like apartheid was a bad thing. And they got rid of it and put in communism, and now they admit South Africa is 10 times worse. So it's out of the oven into the frying pan, or out of the frying pan into the fire. And the left is now pushing racial conflict and racial division, and it's exploding, and racial violence is exploding. And we have to recognize that and realize that when Joe Biden says white supremacy is the number one threat in America, that he means to brand pro-gun, pro-American, pro-father, pro-family individuals as racist, to then target them politically with the same type of sanctions, the same type of harassment, the same type of persecution that I have enjoyed. But see, I intended to take them on, so I intended to be persecuted. I made the decision a long time ago to not feel sorry for myself and to enjoy the pain. And after a while, pain becomes actually enjoyable. I'm not a masochist. I'm not a sadomasochist, the classical term. I like pleasure. Hell, I got a few extra pounds on me because I love food. And I sure do, you know, love the fact that God gave us women. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, I am, I guess, a masochist or a sadomasochist when it comes to fighting tyranny. Because you got to go through the pain to get to the place where we defeat all these fake white shoe boys, which is a well-known term for about 80 years, meaning Harvard and Yale graduates that don't have any real skill, but all set up their own little gangs and cliques. And we are ruled by white shoe boys. And so the New York Times and others said that I said white Jew boys rule America. Wow. Again, they take everything real, turn it into something racial or religious to distract from the real meaning. But that's how the system operates, ladies and gentlemen, is where someone's trying to bring you together, they inject division. They did retract the white Jew boy quote, though, because the court transcript said white shoe boy. But you see, now, if someone is offended by even how something sounds like this, I had a bumper sticker made that's brand new. Every order gets one thrown in the package. All supplies last of this. It'll be some other sticker. Masks are for slaves and criminals. Meaning, you know, masks is what criminals wear when they're breaking in your house. And it's also for slaves because they make them wear gags over their faces. It's illegal to do that to prisoners. But here it is. You're doing it. You're accepting it. It gives you bacterial pneumonia. And the people packing this at the factory wouldn't pack it, wouldn't print it. We had to go get another company to print this sticker. After 15 years with this company, because people wanted to be offended by the fact that you are a slave of medical tyranny wearing that mask. You should say no to that. You should have a right to say no to that. Here I am pointing out your chains. You're like, don't you say I got a ball and chain on? See, none are so enslaved as those who cannot see that they are. That's what it comes down to. Oh, you don't call me a slave while you're wearing a gag over your dirty mouth, breathing in your own bacteria and filth. Smells like a dirty diaper. By the way, you can get all these stickers for $9.95 with Endgame at the same price. You get Endgame for $9.95 the film, you get all the stickers with that order.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Never going to end the lockdown, that it will simply tighten it, then loosen it, tighten it, and loosen it, but it's permanent. Now, we knew that. That was always the plan. The UN admitted it. And again, by the time they're done tightening it, they will be able to send in contact tracers that are a new global medical arm, like the Peace Corps, but with law enforcement power to take you away to a secret facility. And then, of course, you will be intubated instead of killing you with a guillotine. You will be killed with intubation. And they've already gotten these facilities in England and in Europe and in Australia and in Canada to murder homeless people. We've had whistleblower nurses on that shot video of their charts, everything. And they take them in and then they say, okay, well, we're going to intubate you because you came in here and you've tested positive for COVID, even though you don't even have trouble breathing. And then they kill them. And then now they have been corrupted. And now they have a hospital that's murdered a bunch of people. And that's why you see key hospitals in key cities in Canada, but also in other areas, but also in blue cities in the U.S., like New York, where they're actually killing people. And once they've gotten them to kill somebody for the system, now they're signed on to the corruption. Now they can be tested to carry out all sorts of horrible behavior. And then people like Governor Northam go on TV 3 years ago and says, well, we make a decision with the mother, not with the state or anybody, whether a newborn baby is viable. and if the mother doesn't want the child, or we convince her she doesn't need to have a child, then we do not resuscitate, and then we keep the baby comfortable, or we keep it comfortable. Now, resuscitation doesn't mean that the heart stopped and the baby's dead. It's a legal term that they're creating in the bioethics boards of new law that if we accept it, it becomes law. And then it's what it is eugenics. Because you heard about how they used to sterilize poor people and how they'd actually quietly kill really deformed children when they were little. And you can argue, well, that's a nice thing to do. And the Spartans did it, and you know, things like that. And in the old days, when grandma was in too much pain on the wagon train and was begging to die, well, you know, somebody might just slit her throat. But this is being decided on by the state and by the system. And they're coming out and saying, we're all obsolete, period, and robots are replacing us. So when you sign on to getting rid of little kids, and you sign on to getting rid of old people like Bill Gates wants to do and Klaus Schwab wants to, you've signed on to getting rid of yourself and not having value on human life. So we need to value human life, not value it. And I know this audience gets that. But we have to get that out to the general public and warn them, because the system that's going in worldwide is coming here next with a more deadly virus they're going to release. They wanted a controllable one that they owned, that they controlled, that is synthetic, so it would scare the scientist. But they are going to release things far much worse, I believe, in the near future, if the public and the world accept this and accept the control that they brought out. If they get about 80% vaccination injection, if they can get U.S. cities to stay locked down and get other cities to accept it around the world, they're going to launch something much, much, much bigger. But I've got to say, at first they were running the tables on us. At first it was a football game going into the locker room at halftime. They were 23 points ahead. We had no points on the board. Now, we're going into the last 3 minutes of this phase, this game, and I'd say we are about 7 points ahead of them on the board, and we've got the ball. But things can change with a few minutes left. And remember, there's always another battle, another war, another go-round. But the world's really starting to have a learning curve go up on Fauci ran it with Gates. They controlled it. They made it. They lied about it. They blocked good therapies. They killed millions of people. They sent sick people into nursing homes to get a higher death rate. These are some diabolical people. And what does diabolical come from in the Latin? Diablo. Diabolical means of the devil. And if this isn't Diablo, baby, I don't know what is. This is bona fide Satanism. Satan sets up evil. It's based on murder and dehumanization and devaluing life, and then puts a price on devaluing yourself. So you sell out yourself to devalue others so that God can be pushed away from you, so Satan can get full control of you, because you're the real target, the productive, smart, intelligent person. If Satan can get you, boy, woo, he's doing good, good, good. So that's a question for all of you, what side you want to be on. You don't want to fail this test like Bill Gates did. And, you know, that's a good point about Elon Musk. We don't have monolithic thinking around here, and I've got some big problems with Elon Musk. Greg Reese, that's one of our best reports, he did one basically saying he's a total fraud. And a lot of what's in there, I think, has been totally proven. Some of it, not completely. Because I'd say even if he's a con artist, he's been extremely successful. He's certainly smart. But he wants to colonize space. He wants a human exploration. And he wants to colonize Mars. I like that. I mean, I like Elon Musk way more than I like Bill Gates or, you know, his big rival, Jeff Bezos, who wants to be the first guy in space. You know, he could show off and act cool. But there's real competition between these billionaires. You know, they're still globalists at the end of the day, or that there's an even more powerful force behind them there, that if they don't go along with it, they get destroyed. But I like him saying, I'm against forced inoculations, I'm not taking the vaccine. I like him coming out and saying, beware those that warn you of AI gods, or beware those that tell you to bow down to AI gods. And so I like those things that Elon Musk does, but I'm not going to sit there and tell Greg, hey, why don't you add those positive things into your piece about him and kind of leave it open as a question. because he has said, let's put in kiosk at the mall where you get brain chips. But then he says, beware AI. Well, it's like saying, beware heroin, kids, and then dropping pellets of, you know, capsules of heroin out at the playground, telling kids it's sugar candy. So that's a whole other area. It's just the older I get, the more careful I am about when I say somebody's absolute pure evil. And he may well be absolute pure evil. I mean, his girlfriend acts like a damn demon hopping around, but that's kind of an immature thing that a lot of young people do. So, again, I'm really just talking about this because it's an interesting debate inside my head, and that's a good thing to have. How long a debate about is Alex Jones a good guy or a bad guy? They can take things out of context I've done and show me being a wild man and trying to have fun and let my hair down and say, man, this guy's a crazy person. We shouldn't listen to him. He shouldn't be a leader. I mean, you know, this guy's a wild man. Well, I'm not trying to be your leader. I'm trying to get you to be a leader and you to take action and say no to the New World Order. Okay. Judge Joe Brown is coming up. He's here in town, came into town to be on our show. He should be on the show about 12:15 or so because he's almost here, but I don't want to rush him in here. We'll just keep him into the third hour today. Really want to pick his brain on a whole host of issues. Extremely excited about the fact that he's going to be here. Extremely excited about the fact that he's going to be exposing Joe Biden. Separately, I want to tell all the viewers and listeners about something very exciting that will fund the InfoWar. That's a very important thing. And fuel your body with all the essential vitamins and elements and minerals and things that you need. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin, high-end, highest quality from food-based systems, so it's organic and not synthetic. Multivitamin, 25% off out of the gates. A huge dose of high-quality plant-based vitamin C and zinc with rose hemps. That is the classic formula from Linus Pauling that won the Nobel Prize for it. This is the standard right here. And then, of course, we've got vitamin D3 with calcium, lemon flavor, dietary supplement for adults and children. Take it to the next level. All three of these together are 40% off, individually 25% off, because we can't offer these anywhere near 50% off because I didn't put a lot of markup into these. A lot of money went into these, and I still have it at a low price because I want you to be healthy, and I want you to buy these, and I want this to be your multivitamin. I want it to be your D3. I want it to be your vitamin C and zinc. I want you to have a relationship with us, and I want you to be fulfilled and empowered. While you fulfill and empower us symbiotically in a non-zero-sum game at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's there, the new trifecta pack to take your immune system and your overall health to the next level. Mega Immune Support System at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the new sticker pack with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 new stickers with Endgame, the film, for $9.95. All in one package together, and these stickers are very politically incorrect, like arrest Fauci, arrest Gates, and more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.